Nigeria Daily. I am Lilian Ogazi. In 2023, almost 200 people died in boat accidents across Nigeria. One of such disasters happened in June and it killed more than 100 people after an overloaded boat capsized in north central Niger State. Seems the negative trend is starting again in 2024, as boat capsizes have happened severally, some in the south and some in the northern part of Nigeria. Now, just recently, another boat mishap in Anam River, Anambra State, claimed the life of a Nollywood actor, Junior Pope. That alone has left many Nigerians saddened. Now, prior to his death, rumor had it that after the boat mishap, he was alive and he had finger movement, but was pronounced dead on getting to the hospital. Now, was there any simple first aid act that could have saved his life or take him out of danger or made any difference whatsoever? This begs the question, how many Nigerians actually have basic knowledge about first aid and what to do to save the life of a drowning person or to save someone's life in any emergency situation at all? My colleague Abubakar Aisha speaks to some Nigerians to find out.
My name is Fatima Ibrahim. Well, if someone drowns around me, the first thing I'm going to do is call out for help because I wouldn't want to jump into the same river or the same whatever water body drowned that particular person. So I wouldn't go in there because I myself can't swim. So the next possible thing I'm going to do is call out for help as much as I can. Try to look around and find some kind of help, call emergency services, just in a way to help the person drowning. And then based on basic knowledge on how to save a drowning person, I don't have basic knowledge. Probably because I've not had any reason to be by the waterside, or I've never just found myself in that situation where I have to be that person to help a drowning person. So it doesn't really come off me as important to learn any basic knowledge about it. So all I know is, and I think that is fine, that was fine for me, like it used to be fine, because I'm open to new things and I'm open to new education, yeah, learning new things.
I am Nasir Fauziat. I'm speaking from Zaria. For the first question, if someone runs around you, the first thing you do if someone runs around you is to call for help. After calling for help, if you know how to swim, you go into the water to save the person. If you don't know how to swim, that's why you're also calling for help. But even if you still know how to swim, you need to call for help because you might not be able to bring the person out just yet. And once the person is out, the person will need medical care. So that help that is coming, you can call an ambulance or if there is a medical professional around. If you know how to swim, you go into the water to save the person. After bringing the person out of the water, you first check to make sure if the person is breathing or not. You call them and see if they can respond. If the person is not breathing, they are not responding, the next thing you would want to do is give CPR. That's cardiopulmonary resuscitation. You give 30 chest compression and give 2 rescue breaths. You do this, and as you do it, you keep trying to wake the person up. But in giving this CPR, you need to make sure the person is in a flat position. You tilt the head a little, and if you are not a CPR professional or you don't have a basic training on CPR, you shouldn't do it. But if you have, you can go ahead and give CPR while still waiting for the ambulance or more help to come. And also, you get something to cover the person. A drowning person is really cold. You get something to cover the person, because even after CPR, the person can still come down with cold or hypothermia. So you get something to cover the person's or to pick the person up. If you are able to offer CPR and the person is finally breathing and fine, make sure you still take the person to a hospital, or by that time the ambulance might have arrived, you still take the person to hospital for further checkup. And please, we are not supposed to press the person's stomach trying to remove water. No, just give rescue breath and cover the person up to prevent hypothermia. As long as the person is awake, they will cough. If there is water inside, they will cough it out.
I am Stella Peters. What I would do if someone is drowning around me is I'll call for help. That's what I'm going to do. And for the second question, I don't have a basic knowledge on how to save a drowning person. That's because I can't swim. And I also can't perform the CPR. So I'll just call for help. and hope that the person will be revived.
Those are some Nigerians there speaking. You are listening to Nigeria Daily. We're going on break. Do stay.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust. On Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust. And on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust. In this episode, we're looking at simple first aid tips that could save a drowning life. Before we went on break, we heard from some Nigerians who shared with us the basic knowledge they have when it comes to saving a drowning person. Knowing how to swim is important, but even good swimmers can drown, and it can happen so fast. Now imagine having absolutely no knowledge about swimming completely, and you're involved in a boat mishap. What is the appropriate first aid that could be given to a drowning person by those who are around? A first aid specialist educates us.
My name is Daniel Edubo. I'm a first aid and pre-hospital care specialist. Don't know is relative, because the fact is that the human nature, I always say that I'm proud to be in Nigeria, we have this kind aspect of us willing to help. Sometimes we just don't know what to do. That may be the problem. Then the unfortunate thing is the advent of social media. People prefer to snap pictures and take online current news and spread and even helping. Those may be the problems. Okay. And on our own part, on the organization, I'm not going to go government now, but generally, there's need for more sensitization for first aid and awareness generally.
All right. Now let's talk about simple first aid tips. We saw the story of this young man who drowned, and reports are coming out and saying that a simple first aid could have saved his life or probably bought him a little more time. What are those simple first aid tips that Nigerians should have at the tip of their fingers when it comes to drowning? Let's start with that. Say someone drowns. What are those top five things you could do to save the person's life or even buy the person time before you get to the hospital?
Okay, you know, time is of essence when it comes to drowning cases. When people stay long in the water, of course, their time, the survival time becomes different. Okay. You need to consider that. They need to consider rescuing. Bringing people out of drowning cases is a different ball game entirely. Not all good swimmers can actually bring out people. Mm. But if the person has been brought out, now, how do you treat drowning cases? Drowning falls under what we call asphyxia, where you have you categorize them into three: pressure, replacement, and paralysis. Pressure has to do maybe strangulation. Replacement has to do with, like in this case now of drowning, fluid replacing where there should be oxygen. Mm. And paralysis basically has to do with electricity. Now, water has replaced oxygen. When this person comes out, they need a lot of oxygen as much as possible. So the first thing you want to do, you want to give some breaths. So we usually recommend that you give 5 initial breaths. Then you start with a compression of 30 chest compression to 2 breaths. You continue until help arrives, or you continue until you're able to get the person to the hospital. Very importantly and key is that you should help at every stage as much as possible, as early as possible.
Okay, call for help.
Yes, very importantly. Because even if I'm the only one there, we are two, while I'm doing this, somebody can go get help and that we should be able to sustain. What does CPR actually do? CPR is cardiopulmonary. It has to do with compressing the chest, supporting with some oxygen from your mouth to help resuscitate someone. What it does in basic terms is that it actually helps you to buy time. It helps you sustain the person till help arrives or till you get the person to the hospital. But of course, in some cases, it helps you bring the person back alive. But we don't want people to be too excited that when I do two or three CPR, the person will come alive. The truth is that CPR is taxing.
Okay.
You do 30 chest compressions. We advise that you are doing about 100 compressions in a minute. That means you are not going to be too fast. You are not going to be too slow. You are going to be going at an algorithm of a regular 10, you know, such that you want to resuscitate the person. You want to consider the fact that the location that you are. But, you know, for drowning cases, you are first helping to give breath because the person needs some oxygen. Mm. Unlike regular CPR, you just do 30 chest compression to do breath for adults. And for children, you want to start with mouth breath. Therefore, drowning cases, whether it's a child, whether it's an adult or any category, you need to start with mouth breath. Give 5 initial breaths, then you start with chest compression of 30 chest compression to 2 breaths. Continue till help arrives or till you get the person to the hospital or till better medical aid arrives.
All right.
Most importantly, if you have an AED, that would just be a great way.
So what are those mistakes people make when someone's drowned, when someone drowns that could worsen the situation? Like you said, oxygen is needed. What's that common mistake one can make that could, you know, actually kill the person instantly when someone drowns?
Wow. Sorry, I'm putting me. You want me to cry this afternoon?
I'm sorry.
Because I remember 10, 11 years ago, I went to Alpha Beach and I got there one of those evenings I want to react. And I saw, we got there at the nick of time where they were pressing somebody's stomach who had drowned. They had successfully rescued this person. And they were pressing his stomach.
Mm.
And when you press somebody's stomach, what you have is a water keeps coming out. At some point, blood starts coming out from the orifices. Orifices are the openings, the mouth, nose, ear, and the others. And so that person could not survive. I cried for the whole day because I wish I had gotten there earlier. If somebody is brought out of the water and they are still breathing, all you need to do is place them in a recovery position. You know, like he's sleeping on the side, jaw forward. That way, the water will flow out steadily. They could pee on themselves, they could throw out water, but they would not die.
Mm.
If they have stopped breathing, your rescue is to do CPR, which is a cardiopulmonary surgery. You start to 5 initial breath, then you start to just 30 chest compressions, 2 breaths. Continue to help arise or till you get to the hospital. So some of those wrong things is pressing the stomach. Some say they carry them on their head and run around. Some say they turn them upside down. These are just fallacy. They do little or no help.
Okay.
In fact, they just complicate the situation.
So the major thing is breath and CPR.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Finally, now, can you give Nigerians a few first aid tips that could save the life of anybody, maybe in an accident scene or at home? Just maybe one or two important first aid tips that we should always have at our fingertips when the need arises.
It depends on the condition. The first for all the condition is a call for help.
Okay.
Help could be your neighbor, help could be your friend, help could be your colleague, help could be anybody. Just call for help. Tell them to get the medical people. We may not have gotten there, but at least in some states, like Lagos, I know you have the ambulance service working. You should call for help. And Nigerians are good people. You can always get some vehicles that are willing to help. So call for help is always the first for any of the conditions. Now, if it's a bleeding condition, what you need is that you need to stop bleeding. If it's a condition where the person is not bleeding, the second thing will not be stop bleeding, to be to resuscitate the person. Anything that puts the person in the condition to be able to breathe or be able to resuscitate the person will be the situation. If it's a situation where the person has broken a bone, your second tip after calling for help will be to immobilize. Immobilize means to stop movement of the broken or affected area as much as possible. So it depends on the condition. If it's somebody that has been burnt, after you have called for help, the next thing is to cool the burn. Cool it with water or copious amount of water just to cool the effect of the burn. So it depends on which of the condition. First thing should always be called for help.
All right. That was Daniel Edobo, a first aid specialist, speaking. According to American singer and actor Bobby Sherman, take some time to learn first aid and CPR. It saves lives and it works. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Bye for now.